10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is about our seventh year of doing this. It seems like just yesterday we were starting this, and it was doing well. This is our lives, and we're thankful to be here with all of our listeners. Thank you very much. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in. Not necessarily you're going to get on the air, but if you can call in, and if you have a question or a comment, that would be great. Email us if this is tape delayed, which some radio stations do, because we're doing it live 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com or go to our website, radiolawtalk.com. Make sure you watch or listen to the or read, doggone it, not watch, listen, but read the disclaimers that talks about we're not giving you legal advice. We're not giving you anything specific. We're just trying to entertain you. That's all we're doing here. And we're having a good time learning about the law a little bit. Now, the other thing we want to do is talk about what's coming up. What's coming up is we're going to talk about victims from dog attacks. And if you have a vicious dog, you better be careful. And I tell this to people all the time. And again, I'm not giving advice. But people are like, well, I have homeowner's insurance. You better double check your policy to make sure it covers dogs. And then secondly, there's exclusions of certain breeds that they will exclude in your policy. Oh, I have coverage for, double check, see if they exclude pit bulls, Rottweilers, you know, whatever you have. You know, they're probably not going to exclude the 9-pound poodle, but you know, they will sometimes exclude other dogs. So check that. We're going to talk about that case. We're going to get in and talk about a Los Angeles murder. Everyone's like, huh? What else is new? This is an interesting one. It's about your hairstylist and some interesting things with that. Artificial intelligence, George Carlin, how does that coincide and connect? We're going to tell you about that lawsuit. The most interesting one, even though we talk about a lot of interesting ones today, to me is the solar eclipse lawsuit. Now, on the West Coast in California, it's around 11:05 on Monday.
A.M.
Right. Denise, yes. That's A.M.
Yes, A.M.
The solar eclipse. She's still giving
well,
us
I'm going to be in Georgia and South Carolina, so it's going to be a p.m. there.
Okay, okay, there
but,
we
but
go.
But not 11 p.m.
No, it's not 11 p.m.
Not 11 p.m. No.
No, it's around
people,
3.
You are so mean sometimes.
Well.
That's all right. You know, when we talk about AI, sometimes we're talking about Todd's intellect.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a natural blonde. I just dye my hair brown. It's artificial intelligence.
Good one. Okay, here we go. We could just let this go. This could be entertaining, huh, Cal? We're going to also talk about P. Diddy's allegations. And again, at this time, all allegations about P. Diddy. And I'm not, you know, jumping on his side, but I am a stickler about innocent until proven guilty. And, you know, doesn't mean we can't talk about some things that, you know, are really bad, you know, like we talked about last hour against the prosecution, but still innocent until proven guilty. Trader Joe's is being sued for what? We're going to talk about that. And the most important thing we do, hour two, is have Cal try to stump us in case or no case.
You ready? Here we go. All right.
Now
all
it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Providence, Pennsylvania. Earl Harkness got his Fiat's oil changed at a major retail auto bay. They inspected his car and said, hey, man, your front brakes are a little worn. So he said, all right, do them both. Do the oil service and the front brakes. Earl came back from shopping, got into his car, and within 15 minutes, it broke down. Apparently, there was no oil in the engine at all. It had all leaked out or had not been refilled. Something bad happened anyway. So Earl stopped, immediately called the store and said, "What are you going to do about this?" The service manager said, "Well, this is a common problem with those Fiats, you know. They call for synthetic oil, but it leaks out of the engine's main and camshaft seals. It's a common problem. Take it up with Chrysler." Earl said, "I am not buying that." He did call Chrysler Corporation and a local bus stop law firm and said, "I want to know if I have a
bus
case."
Bus stop law firm.
You know, saw his ad on the bus stop there and said, "I want to know if I have a case or no case." And I think Todd, you're up on this one.
All
what
right.
say you?
So couple of questions.
Yes.
What year was this?
It was in 1998. Whatever it is, the first year Chrysler started importing Fiat, or Fiat bought Chrysler. I don't remember the year, but it was not that far ago.
And what year was the car?
It was new.
It was a brand new car.
Yeah, had about 44,000 miles on it. Approximately 44,000, so 3 years. Three years worth of wear. But anyway, it was, yeah.
Oh, brother. You know, because here's the thing. There is a problem when you use synthetic oil leaking out. However, the problem is when you use synthetic oil on an older model car that wasn't designed for synthetic oil. That's where you can leak. But if the car calls for synthetic oil, and because it's a newer model, and you put synthetic oil in it, I just think that whole thing when the if it was 15 minutes after he left, they would have seen that car leaking oil as it left.
If it had oil in it in the first place.
If it had oil in it in the first place. It sounds like they didn't put oil in it at all. And they're just trying to get out of this. And it seems too cut and dried. And I'm for the second time
or
today.
Or too cut and seepage.
Yes. For the second time today. I am going to go with no case on this one.
All right. Denise, what do you think about the matter of Mr. Harkness vis-a-vis big box retailer and Fiat?
Well, the fact that he took it in for an oil change and then the problem that occurred right afterwards was that there was no oil in it, that does, to me, lead me to believe either they left the screw or whatever the top is on the oil thing, or the bottom when the plug, I guess, is what it's called.
Or the screw thing.
It would be a mechanic's error. I don't think they can possibly blame it on the car maker. You know, and if it, and synthetic oil, I know nothing about, so I don't even know if there's a problem with synthetic oil. I don't know. I just don't know enough about this to feel like it's a case.
It goes into the psyche of Cal right now you're into, not into the case issue. You got to think of Cal's psyche.
What's left of it by now.
Yeah, that's what you got to think, Denise.
I know that, but he just picked up the auto mechanic book or magazine, and he just found something that was interesting about a Fiat that may have problems. This is not a case.
All right, that's fair enough. I appreciate your insight.
Oh,
and
now
your
I'm
observation.
Wrong because he's happy.
No.
So we got Todd that is no case.
Yep.
Denise that's no case.
So I'm thinking maybe if they're wrong, I have a chance.
My turn is I have a chance too.
Yes, you
when
do.
We come back from the break because we're about 1 minute out, right?
Man, all right.
All right, see? When we come back from the break, I'm going to let you know my thoughts on this because. Man, I could score a lot of points here. I wish Cal would say double points or stuff like that. So
next week.
All right, we'll be back. I'm going to find out whether or not I'm going to go with my two colleagues or go with Cal.
I know what he's going to do. He's going to make sure I have no chance of getting a point. I know exactly what's going on. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. We will continue with the big broadcast after we take a big break. Don't go anywhere.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Come on. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170, 800-738-0170, 800-738-0170, 800-738-0170.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need, fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
That is anecdotal.
How come nobody's talking about this?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info at radiolawtalk.com.
Well, Cal, I'm going to give you an opportunity because I think this is not a case. It just is not a case. It's just, you know, okay, they go in for an oil change, and then he drives away, and the oil's gone, and you go ahead and go sue Fiat, Chrysler, not I think it is no case. So give us a synopsis. Tell us what the answer
is. All right. The guy in Providence, Pennsylvania, goes into a big box store, gets his car's oil changed. The engine fails within 15 minutes. He calls them up and says, what are you going to do about it? They say, well, it's more of a design flaw with the car. It has nothing to do with us. He said, I disagree. Called a bus stop law firm, and the bus stop law firm said, you know what? Let me call the store right now and order them to put a freeze on all video and correspondence right now in that service bay. They did. And Earl Harkness filed a lawsuit and won $4,000 for a new engine, and they had to pay his legal fees.
Cal is
ahead again.
All right. So that's that. Next hour, by the way, on Case or No Case, a matter of a celebrity version of Case or No Case next hour.
So you want to Cal, good that. Job. That means you're ahead. That's rare.
That never happens. So I'm not getting used to it.
Yeah. That's cool. So we're in San Antonio, Texas, and these neighbors have these two dogs. Now, these dogs are not Rottweilers, and I thought, I mean, not pit bulls, but they kind of look like a pit bull, but it's weird. They're called Staffordshire Terriers. And what are they? What are they?
I looked them up, and I'll tell you right now, I think a pit bull has a slightly wider jaw, but I'll bet you 9 times out of 10, if somebody saw a Staffordshire Terrier, they'd say, oh, that's a pit bull. Oh, that's a pit bull. They're maybe not as wide also in the body as a pit bull, but one is commonly mistaken for the other. And apparently the Staffordshire Terrier, as we shall discuss, can be aggressive.
But it seems very nice, the name, right?
Yeah.
It seems like a very nice dog.
Like a taller Labrapoodle or something.
No, but it does. It looks just like a pit bull. I would say that's a pit bull.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks no different than a pit bull to me.
Do you know the only dog breed that can kill a pit bull?
What?
Rottweiler.
Oh, I know. Rottweilers are mean.
Rottweilers, they are just like
vicious. Oh, they're huge. Well, the problem with the pit bulls are that it's the lockjaw. Their jaws can lock.
Right.
And then they don't
unlock. And they can't unlock them.
Yeah, and sometimes they have problems unlocking them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And I've had a pit bull come after me one time. I remember I had my daughter with me that was about 4. And I was out in the country. It was on my property, and the neighbor had one. And it came barreling toward us from about 200 yards away. So I picked up a huge rock. And he was calling the pit bull, calling him. And I picked up I picked my daughter up, or I put her right behind me, whatever it was. And that dog came within 50 feet, stopped, turned around, and went back.
Whoa, that's so scary.
But I had a big rock. It was probably 10 pounds.
So, you know, I was called a pit bull once by another attorney.
That means you lock on and don't let go?
That's exactly what I did. It was the first case in California where I enforced child support judgment from another state against the retirement of the father. And it was really exciting and fun. And he was being represented by his employer's attorney.
Well,
so an in-house counsel.
Fun for everybody but him. I mean,
oh, yeah. It's pretty bad. It's like all those people out there going, yeah, that's why we hate lawyers. They like
yeah.
it.
No, it was good. I made the paper, and she called me a pit bull.
Good.
I'm like, yay. That's I got a reputation.
That's awesome.
When reached for comment, Ms. Dirk simply said, woof.
So let's get back to the San Antonio. So it's not funny, but sad that the neighbors, apparently these dogs had bitten people before. In fact, they had impounded the dogs because they had attacked people before, but the mom they, quote, neutered them. And Spade, apparently it was a female and a male, and Spade, the other one, and it came down to, well, my kids wanted the dogs back, so I brought them back. Apparently the next-door neighbors had problems with these dogs being vicious, and the dogs got out and attacked this 81-year-old man and killed him. And in fact, when the fire department arrived. They were using pickaxes to try to get these dogs off them. And they were, and a couple of, a firefighter was hurt. A couple other people were hurt from these two dogs. What's sad and scary, this, I'm dead serious, this is what scares me to death, is children. Dogs and children are what scare me to death. And I'm telling you, those of you who have dogs, you think this is all great, but as personal injury lawyer, you better watch yourself. Not only are you going to make sure you're civilly covered, but you may be criminally charged on cases where you knew about this, they were vicious, and they go and kill a child or a person, you may be charged criminally. So those of you who think it's all awesome and great to do this, and by the way, I love dogs. I've had three labs. I've had a red-bone coonhound. My daughter has poodles. I like dogs. But
no, everybody likes dogs, I think. But yeah. One thing to remember, it's not just the breed of the dog. But
right.
Dogs are wild animals. They come from wild stock. And, you know, the first thing that you should always teach your children is do not ever go near their food. Do not ever play with their food. Do not play with the dog to take away their food.
Right.
Nothing like that, because they are an animal and their instincts are wild.
And Denise, what bothers me when I see it, and I pull my granddaughter, she'll try, even the little poodle, is the little kids will go up to their face and try to, you know, love them. And it's like, keep your face away from their face.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's a big dog.
Right.
Big dog. Well, we'll be back. We're going to finish up and tell you what happens and the status of that. Then we're going to jump into a little bit about the murder case in Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great stations coast to coast and border to border and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What the heck is that thing?
But I believe in First Amendment. The other important part of this is we got to protect our kids.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
All righty, we're back. We're back. Anyway, what's happening is they're prosecuting the owners in San Antonio of these two dogs that attacked and killed this 81-year-old man.
And, you know, the 81-year-old man was a former veteran, too.
Yes, he was.
It's horrible to have to come for him to come home and then get killed by dogs in his own country.
And not only that, they when the fire department arrived, the dogs were just dragging him, you know, just tearing him up and dragging. Like you said, Denise, it's that pack mentality, right?
Yeah, wolf pack. Exactly, yeah. That. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's so, you know, it's sad that the... I'm sorry, but I just don't have sympathy for these people. I'm not the defendants in this case. I just don't have sympathy for them.
So a general question, Fred, to ask. Mm-hmm. Boy, sometimes people hear a lot this. Well, don't you get one bite? Is it? Are you liable if you have a dog that never did anything and bites somebody, or are you allowed one bite before you have to get sued? And what's the issue there? State by state or generally speaking?
Yeah, most, it's strict liability. The vast majority of states are strict liability. You don't have to have proof of one bite. They attack, you lose.
I've got Snoopy from Peanuts.
Right.
Charlie Brown's got Snoopy from Peanuts, and they're living in California. Snoopy hauls off after 5 years of nothing but great docile play and bites Linus.
You're liable. Done.
Strict
done.
Liability.
Strict
done.
Liability. But in Texas. Go ahead, Todd.
In Texas, they adhere to, it is one of just a handful of states. Most states are strict. One bite at the apple. If the dog, it's the first time they've ever bit somebody, they didn't have any violent tendencies or anything like that, that can be a defense. Right. It won't be for this couple. Why?
No, multiple bites.
Yes.
Yeah,
they had attacked before, and they had actually been taken into... like a shelter place and neutered.
Right.
And neutered all three of the dogs.
Now, was that giving the dogs maybe a little bit, oh, well, wait till we get out again. You know, I mean, good heavens, you wonder dogs.
Yeah, and the lady, by the way, said that the defendants, well, they taunted our dogs across the fence. It's like, come on, lady. Here's the situation. The situation, again, she's innocent until proven guilty. I believe that, right? But here's the situation. These dogs, you know, had problems, and you brought them back. So, I don't know. It's just, to me...
Right. They said that they were ready to give up their dogs at that point, but their children said, please don't get rid of our pets.
And the kids are in
charge. We can't do, without our pets. And that's the consequence.
Yeah. So, there's a fame in Los Angeles. There's a hairdresser, an individual named Fabio Simonetelli. And he apparently was a hairdresser, became successful in the beauty industry, and was married with three kids, a son and two daughters, and everything seemed bliss and hunky-dory. And guess what? Now there's a murder charge against his wife and the wife's ex-boyfriend. The wife's boyfriend, apparently at the time of the marriage, she had a boyfriend, and this boyfriend's already admitted to killing Fabio, and he's serving prison time, but he said his lover and the ex, and actually wasn't ex because she was married to him at the time, the Fabio who was murdered, by the way, stabbed, she had nothing to do with it is what he's claiming. And so she's coming up for trial on this case for being part of the murder, even though she did not physically murder him. She was part of the,
part of the conspiracy, yeah. part of everything going on. And this case, look, couple of interesting things about this case. The murder happened in 2017, and they were arrested, both of them, shortly after, and have been in custody up until now. I mean, we're talking 6 years they have been in custody,
wow.
Awaiting trial. And there's a couple of odd things. Like, first, how do you pronounce the last name?
Simonetelli.
Monica Simonetelli, the defendant, the widow, if you will, of the deceased who's charged with being an accomplice in this killing. She has been pushing for bifurcation of trial the entire time. Saying, look, I don't want to be tried in the same trial as Robert Baker, the person who was accused and who has since pled to being the person that wielded the knife and did the stabbing, did the actual killing. She is, and at every instance, the request to bifurcate the trial, to sever her out so that she has her own trial, has been denied by the judge. And now, with Baker essentially, pleading guilty or no contest to the charges, she is going to get her wish, a separate trial. And a lot of people are looking at this going, did this guy just fall on the sword for her? Did he just, take one for her? Because, he knows his goose is cooked. The plenty of evidence tying
DNA
him
evidence. Yeah.
to the crime scene. So the best thing that he could do to help her out is to plead so that the same jury doesn't hear the evidence against him and apply it to her, which is common. You can tell a jury all you want with instructions. By the way, the following evidence that you're going to hear only applies to Mr. Baker as a defendant. It does not apply to her. Like, the jury is supposed to ignore and shut that part off of their brain. And guess what? It never works. I mean, the jurors, they'll say, I didn't influence our decision at all, but they hear it. They know what's going on. And now, any evidence that was only admissible as to him, but not as to her, her jury will never hear it.
Yeah, what? Now, when was this? When did the incident occur again?
It was 2017 was right. When the incident happened. And
because here's some interesting thing. That's why I want to bring that up. He said, well, she had nothing to do with it. And the fact that she basically told him, you're a murderer. This is what Mr. Baker's trying to, she's innocent at this point, and she's until proven guilty. But what he's trying to claim is, look, she even told me you're a murderer, and I, you know, cuss words like I don't want anything to do with you. You're a bad person. You killed my husband. Yet there's a reveal 2017, a letter signed your wifey that she sends to him, says your wifey to him, you know?
Yeah. So here's an advice. It's just a guarantee. Okay. If you ever find yourself in custody facing criminal charges, you're going to hear at some point in time an admonition saying, look, anything that you say in a jail call or a jail visitation, unless it's with your attorney, or any correspondence you send or receive is subject to being monitored.
Right.
And being open. You don't have any privacy rights there as far as that's concerned. And I guarantee you, most of the defendants think, yeah, whatever, they're not going to listen to me. Yes, they do.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, they do. And now they don't even need to really listen, because they have these algorithms that can get in there and hear what you say and then just print out things. Say, oh, by the way, the algorithm detected that you were talking about the case here and here and here and here.
That's
and
crazy.
It spits it out. So.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The prosecution said, here's their argument, a few arguments. Number one, Monica, the wife, was with Baker, the murderer, in a Target parking lot 2 miles from the home where this occurred, right immediately before the murder.
Okay, so you say those things, and then I'll say what Baker has said about it.
No.
Just a coincidence. Just a coincidence.
Yeah,
One thing doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence. I wasn't carrying a gun. Sometimes I do smuggle. No, sorry, different case. Just a coincidence.
Yes, not only that, and by the way, went to jail for what?
Went to jail for having a relationship with his child's stepdaughter.
Right.
And then when he got out of jail, he married her.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
No, but
right.
No, it's just creepy. A coincidence. Just a, you know.
Well, here's the other thing is the fact that he and Monica use encrypted apps like WhatsApp. But so what? That I think that's not a very good one. Doesn't matter. And the Facebook message, you know, this is a quote from a Facebook message that Baker put down. Messaging a friend that Baker said, no, not yet living with her, talk about Monica, but coming soon. And that was right before the death.
Just a conversation between friends. That's all. Nothing to see here. Just an expression.
And then so there's a number of interesting things. But long story short, we're going to follow this trial. This trial's coming up. When we come back next segment, we're going to be talking about
this is radio
AI lawsuit. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk, heard on many great radio stations coast to coast, and we thank all of them, and always heard at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341-4537.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Sit down, shut up, and listen.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So as a lawyer and lawyers sitting here, there's a lot going on in the legal world and questions, really. We have seminars on AI, artificial intelligence. In fact, I think we covered, probably 6 months ago, a lawyer was disciplined by a judge for using AI in an argument in a motion of some sort, and that it was wrong. He was quoting stuff, but I used AI, artificial intelligence, to go ahead and write the brief.
That had done some research, and it made it into the brief that he filed, and the question was whether or not he was going to be sanctioned. Ultimately, the judge found that it was not an intentional, which is kind of a lazy way to write a brief, but he wasn't intentionally trying to mislead the court with regard to that.
But the AI, about what artificial intelligence can do, because is that going to replace research lawyers, right? I mean, when you're a young lawyer, grads 32 years, I could go add it up around that time. And basically the saying was you sit in the dungeon for 5 years, in the big firms, and all you do is research and write papers and stuff like that. And now with AI, maybe the artificial intelligence is going to write those papers, and all you do is review them, right?
Yeah, and so I remember when I was a prosecutor, they have a lot of prosecutors that are pretty common to criminal prosecution motions the defense brings. And oftentimes you can just take the language where the whole argument is written out for you. You cut and you paste it into your motion. But where young prosecutors, I think, make a mistake is when they cut and paste and file. No, this is a great place for you to start that frames the argument. But you should still check every site to make sure that it's still good law. Make sure that you've taken the boilerplate language and tailored it to your case. And I feel like people are making the same mistake with AI. Yeah, it's great if it goes ahead and gets you started and sort of gets you pointed in the right direction. But you still got to put your own brain to it and make sure that the case citations are correct. Because otherwise you run into what these lawyers have had where their case citations are not right.
That's exactly right. You can't just cut and paste. That's fine. But then you got to review things and make sure everything's up to date. Because sometimes code sections change. You know, instead of a 47.45 section, it's 47.46, you know, and you just
or
have
128.5 or 128.7.
Yeah, some weird things like that, and you got to be very careful. But
and some are good for this time frame, and some are good for this time frame.
Right.
Yeah.
So George Carlin was a famous, those of you who don't know who he is, was a famous comedian, very popular in the 70s, I'd say 80s and 90s. He passed away 2008. Which is he was pretty young at the time, and he was 50 years old. No, 70. That's right. His comedy spanned over 50 years. So what year? So that was probably 70s, 80s, 90s. And he was very well known. A little bit edgy, I'm gonna say, in his comedy routines, but very, I'm gonna say. What's the word? There's no one like him. I mean, he was his own. He was his own.
He had a unique way of thinking about things.
That's exactly right. And of saying it. And so these two individuals who are comedians decided we're going to go ahead and do an artificial intelligence type thing on George Carlin called. It's called George Carlin. I'm Glad I'm Dead, comedy special. And they did it online, and it was actually, I listened to the first part of it, and it's interesting, he comes on, and it sounds just like George Carlin. He's like, well, I haven't been writing material lately, so but don't hold me to it, because I've been dead, you know? And so the family sues, say you cannot use the likeness of his voice, his, you know, face or whatever. I don't think he even showed his face, but his voice. And we this is all this new AI stuff, and this artificial intelligence, this like 1 hour program they did with George Carlin, and it sounded just like him when I heard it.
Well, they took pieces of all they what they did was they looked at his entire catalog of work, and then they took parts of it and created it together, so that he's speaking and it is his voice, but it's taken.
Right.
From different recordings of him.
Yeah. The computer generated it.
This is the baffling thing to me about what they did. And it's that, okay, so back in the day, Michael Jordan sued somebody because a shadowed image of him was too close to the likeness. And he sued because that's my likeness, right? You have music copyright infringement cases where, you know, two measures of a song, a very common beat, will form the basis of a lawsuit that the plaintiffs prevail on because they, you know, look, you stole this little snippet of an idea from me and based your song on that. Why is it that two people think that they can go ahead and take the voice, the physical image, as well as the comedy routines and synthesize them into something and not think that they're going to get sued for this? That just blows me away.
Well, here's the interesting part about it. They did a disclaimer at the very beginning. At the very beginning and introduction of this special, the robotic voice declares as follows. Quote, I'm Dudsey, and I'm a comedy AI. What you're about to hear is my second hour-long special. Before I get started, I just want to let you know very clearly that what you're about to hear is not George Carlin. It is my impression of George Carlin that I developed in the exact same way a human impersonates people.
And here's the problem with that disclaimer. That disclaimer is confusing trademark infringement with copyright infringement. Trademark infringement is all about, if you have this product and it's labeled too similarly to ours, you're going to think that it's mine to the same quality as the actual infringing product. It's all about duping the customers. That is a trademark infringement disclaimer. A copyright infringement is just, I don't care whether people were confused or not. You use my stuff to create your material.
Yeah, it's basically use of protected material.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the problem with that disclaimer was it might satisfy a trademark issue, but it doesn't touch a copyright issue.
Right.
I think that's where the folks that made this kind of got screwed up. They thought we were protected because we could say this. Well, it doesn't really matter. You're still using all of George Carlin's material to make your stuff. You know,
well, their argument is it's new material that we've used, not stuff that they put it. It was AI generated. So that's what's interesting. They said, well, it's me, and their argument is it's no different than Rich Little. Those of you who are over the age of 60, it's no different than Rich Little, you know, talking on behalf like they're Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon. It's those impersonators. That's what they tried to claim. But that's why I think they thought they got around it. But we don't know what happened. Like Denise said, we don't know what happened. It says it settled.
Well,
now, they were supposed to take it down, but I don't know what happened.
I think what part of why it settled is because as soon as it came out, this show came out, and the family was upset and talked to the producers of the AI material, they mitigated the damages by taking it down right away.
Yeah, and they paid some money, too. So.
Well, they paid for sure.
Yeah.
They paid for sure, but they would have paid more had they not mitigated those damages, right?
Great.
If it had been shown multiple times. Yeah.
Well, all I got to say is we're going to come up to hour three. We're going to talk about the solar eclipse lawsuit. You're going to find out what about that. We're going to have another case or no case. So hang on. Keep your seatbelt on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.